Rusty Quill presents.
All right. It's time for a bit of the news. Hot tip around Celine. Brought to you by Minerva's baby horse carriage. Item: murder in pigtails. A fortune teller's been fingered for the murder of several missing slaughterhouse men in Pig Alley. Items found in her home and buried in her garden sealed the deal. She's off to the workhouse now, and there's a collection taken up for the widows. Will the slaughterhouse row rest easy, or did the conjurer curse the commoners? Item: the tombs take shape. What's that new menacing structure looking down from the port of Selene? On a man-made island, the intimidating new workhouse stark against the dreary sky. A city project introduced from the judge himself. And after a ribbon-cutting ceremony, the workhouse is officially opened. The tombs! A promise of aggressive rehabilitation for the miscreants of our fair city. Keep vigilant, villains. The tombs will cause anyone to think twice. Item: cats out of the bag. As previously reported, the old catacombs of Selene have been unsealed in a quest to rid it of a feral cat colony. Several past men have disappeared under the surface, and the historical society seems shaken. Will they send the wreckers in to purge the purgatory and seal the sanctum? Is it kaputs for Kitty and the Crips? A bit of the news stresses to the public to not make your own attempts into the underground vaults. Danger abounds. Item: the palace is on point. Selene's Metropolitan Ballet Company takes to the stage as it opens a new show at the Palace Theater. Rehearsals have begun for what is now a secret dark show as the exceptional dancers set to take the stage. Very hush-hush until the opening night gala. But who would claim prima ballerina? Item: stink from cesspools. Strange smells emanating from the sewers, different from the usual PU. Some say a brewery, some say sourdough wafts out of the drains and manholes. Did some Frank start fermenting in the furrow? City leaders have suggested the solution of a city sanitation commission to clean up the city's cisterns. And now for Selene's weather. Pardon me as I step outside for a moment. The light is getting a little bit longer, but there's still quite a chill coming down the chimney. Scattered drizzles are leading to the lulls. Make some nice soup and drink lots of tea. Buttered cream and scones, anyone? Your horoscopes, brought to you by the Mystic Walker Sisters of Lavendula. Aries, watch your step. That penny on the ground might lead to trouble. Take a moment to smell the flowers in the park, offering a brief respite from the chaos of city life. Taurus, be cautious not to hold on to the past too tightly. As you get your newspaper, pay attention to the headlines. They may hold clues to your next move. Gemini, listen closely amidst those flickering lights. Not all conversations are meant for your ears. During a shoe shine, the banter may impart unexpected wisdom. Kanza, resist the allure of nightlife. Secrets exchanged over glasses of moonshine may come back to haunt you. Leo, mind the lurking shadows in every corner. Not all that glitters is gold. Virgo, imperfection is where true beauty lies. Pay attention to others and notice things not seen before. Libra, sometimes the hardest choices lead to the greatest rewards. Appreciate the view from the top. It may offer a new perspective on your dilemmas. Scorpio, not everyone is as they seem amidst the bustling masses. Keep an eye out for clandestine meetings. Sagittarius, stay true to your path as you navigate the city streets. Strike up an unusual conversation. Tales of adventure may ignite your wanderlust. Capricorn, humility leads to the greatest success. Connect with the community. You may find unexpected allies in your journey. Aquarius, change is inevitable amidst the unrest of city life. Consider the legacy you wish to leave behind. And Pisces, face your fears head on in the shadows of the city. Reflect on the paths you've walked. And now for some trivia. What is Teddy Duncan's favorite breakfast? A little hint. It's not your usual fry-up. Answers, as always, in the next Lantern paper. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Minerva's Petite Horse Carriage. Petite ponies need a place to park their posterior. Even long faces need a pacifier. With Minerva's Petite Horse Carriage, you can slip a bonnet over the pointy ears and rock them gentle to sleep as the oversized carriage hoists them into napland. Walk around the park and give those hooves a rest. With Minerva's Petite Horse Carriage, you can showcase your tiny stallion as you play with their little hoofsies and feed them baby carrots. Get the full experience by wearing the face harness and bridle and pull Minerva's Petite Horse Carriage with your teeth. Minerva's Petite Horse Carriage. Save your regrets for tomorrow. That's all for the news. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to feed your tardigrades.